down by four and two, no outs and bases loaded, just kind of pulled the team in, pulled the infield in, and line drive, and then a pickoff at third. I mean, just quick thinking on her part.
Yeah, it was quick thinking. I happened to see it online. Not many kids her age have that kind of quick thinking instincts. She must have had a pretty good idea what she was going to do if it came to her.
Oh, you know what? We played a lot of baseball at home, and she's done very well with it. She had a brother that's been, you know, the regional World Series, and just has had a lot of fun with it, and has had a lot of opportunities to play a lot of baseball. So with practice comes those patient times when you need them, I guess.
Well, she's the 19th girl to get a play in the guys' Little League World Series, so, and the only one this year, I believe, that's in the field, isn't she?
I believe so, yes. Just in talking to people, that's all I've heard right now. We tend to stay away from too much of the dramatics of it.
Well, I know she, I was told that she got interviewed by ESPN after that key double play and that come-from-behind win last week, and you probably had to kind of get her back to earth a little bit when she came home from that experience.
You know what? She never got a chance to even come home, so we got to talk to her for a little bit, and then they... 8 a.m. Sunday morning, they took off. So it was just a moment of, hey, keep grounded as you go.
Yep.
don't let it take you too high.
Well, I know she was at second base last weekend for the team. Is that usually where she plays, or does she move around a little bit?
She did start out moving around a little bit. She played a little third. They've used her in a lot of places in the earlier parts of the year. And then she did some pitching in the state tournament. And the first part of the regionals, got a pitch out at the end of a game. And then, other than that, they like to keep her at second base.
Well,
she's done a really good job there.
Obviously, we know of her defensive abilities. How's she done hitting?
She's had some struggles. It's kind of with Little League Baseball, you're linked with the person. And the person she's linked with was Jameson Kuznia, so the guy that hit the home run to win the game. You know, if you're that hot, you got to let the hot hand roll.
When are they play tomorrow night?
Yes, they play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, which is Eastern time, so 6 o'clock Central.
All right, and they're playing the Great Lakes Region champion, I believe.
Yes, which was Kentucky, Bowling Green.
Okay.
So we got a chance to watch them over in, since we were both at the Central Region, we got a chance to watch a little bit of their game, but they're a really good team. We've heard about some of the players on there, so we're just kind of, you know what? You do the best you can, see how you come out in the end.
Well, I know. Now, is Maddie a multi-sport athlete like you were?
She sure is. She plays volleyball and softball and basketball. So she's had some success in all, but baseball's always been kind of her love right now. So that's the one she's probably pushed the hardest.
Has she always played baseball with the guys, or did she play softball once upon a time?
No, we've always just started up when she was young. I figured, you know what, it'll just help her in the future. So I told Evan she's coming with you, and we just kind of kept it going. And she just ate it up as we went along. And we kind of live in a little, we have a little land out there, so we put a little baseball field in the backyard, a little batting cage, and just go to town every morning to have some fun here and there.
Folks, that's how champions are made right there. Practice, practice, practice. What number do we look for tomorrow night if we're going to watch it on ESPN?
She got changed from number 11. She's now number 15 on the Midwest.
Okay. All right. You got a big parade tonight, right?
Yeah, they're walking right down the strip down here right in front of the hotel that we're at. So we're pretty excited to see it. Just talked to Maddie. She said she's having just a blast. You know, the interviews are coming, and the coaches are trying to help her stay focused on what's really important and everything. It's just when you're a girl in a situation like this, it probably becomes kind of hard for her at times.
So, hey, good luck to you. We'll be watching you. And now, all of ours will be rooting for the Midwest Regional All-Stars.
Oh, definitely. Hey, thanks so much, Denny. Appreciate it. And I just want to thank everybody out there for all the support that we've been getting from everybody back home and just around the Northwest Iowa area. I really appreciate it.